Okay, so in any event, the Rambam took the Gemara and Pesachim on the top of Kuftes Amud Aleph, that Rabbi Akiva was mechalek klayos ve'gosim to keep the children involved in the Seder. And he said, so we could apply that to Simchas Yamtif as well, because the Chiyuv is really inherent in the Baal HaBayis to be Mesameach Banav Ubnei Beso. So it doesn't matter, it's not like we're saying that the Katan is Chayev, but he's Chayev to Mesameach Banav Ubnei Beso. And we talked about Noel Daltos Chatzer. So the point that we left off on was that it's not just that, okay, you undermine your mitzvah, because now it's Simchas Kreso, but it's even worse, Simcha Kazo Kalon Hilahem Shenemar Vizerisi Parashal Panechem Parash Chagechem. So let's take a look at that, right? It's not just a zero, it's worse, right? It's a kalon, right? It would be better to do nothing than to do a kalon, right? You don't want to bring disgrace upon yourself, right? Shev al tase adif, right? Okay, so let's see. Avo bishachilu shdiya b'moados b'chal mitzvot seheilu yochol b'shoza kol yom kulo kachi adas b'boker mashkim b'chalam b'bate knesses b'bate medrashus palim b'korim b'torbin b'nihil b'chosim b'tayim b'ochon b'ochon b'bate medrashus korim b'shonin ad chatsi yom achar chatsi yom is palim. And again, it would be hilchos sachag b'chag, hilchos atzeres b'saris, hilchos pesach b'pesach v'achar chatsi yom is palim tfilas amincha v'chosim b'tayim b'chol b'shto shar yom ad alayla. So there's a balance. This is what we call in four words, chatsi l'ashem. So the Rambam thinks that the stakes of Simcha are pretty high. This is a very big key. This is like a big hint in Shitas HaRambam, because this pasuk appears in which context in the Chumash?
Please come to my office.
Why things are happening in the Tocha, it's that Torah says, Tachas v'tuv levav meirov kol. So there are many different interpretations of that, right? Rashi says, Ba'od shahayil chavrov kol, that you should have done it when you didn't have, and now you're not going to be able to do it, the sov chalibat al me'oni kind of a thing. But the Rambam says it was like a failure in this respect, right? An amazing thing. Halamata shavoda b'simcha, because it says, Tachas v'shavavat shamokecha b'simcha, halamata, that the avoda has to be b'simcha. V'yavshar la'avod et Hashem lo mitoch schok, lo mitoch chalos rosh, lo mitoch shechros, obviously. V'chayav in Bezdin, last piece of it, l'hamid shotrim regalim shi'am misabim b'chapsim b'ganos v'pardesim b'al naharim k'dev sholiz kapsu l'achol v'shtor shal manashim v'nashim v'yavav l'idei avera. Right, we don't want any v'yakum l'tzachek going on here. V'chayn yasir b'dav rizal l'chol
ha'am. Jacob Becker, please come to my office. Jacob Becker.
Kedei shel yisar v'nashim bivateihem le simcha v'lo yimashchu b'yayin shema yavo lidei avera. So in a million different ways, what the Rambam is warning us about here, the entire summation of this halacha, is how fine a balance simcha really is. Simcha is a very powerful emotion. Ve'en avoda ela b'simcha tachas eshelavat shemokecha b'simcha v'tuv levav. But it can go off the rails in a million different ways. Yayin, Achila Meruba, Ni'ilas Daltos Chatzero, Nashim, Ve'anashim, in other words, Pritzas Arayos. So it's a very, very delicate, very, very delicate notion. So when the Rambam said before that Ben'ilas Daltos Chatzero, that it's a Kalon Hilahem, right? So this is actually of a piece with what the Rambam goes on to say. It's not just that, okay, you failed to do Simcha properly, but Simcha failed to be done properly is a very serious problem, right? Because it implicates sometimes Giloy Arayos, sometimes Shichros, which itself is, an offense and an affront. Sometimes it involves, I would say it this way, the deprivation of the Ani, of the Ger, the Yasa, the Mi'almana, isn't just like a sin of omission, it becomes a sin of commission. In other words, that because you destroyed their sense of yamtif, right? Imagine what they're experiencing, these Mari Nefesh who were locked out. So, and again, that becomes not a zero, but a negative, right? It's even worse for them that everybody else is enjoying Simchas Yamtif, and they're stuck, literally with no place to go, right? It makes the Yamim Tovim, by the way, speaking of the balance between halachic knowledge and practical knowledge, the Yamim Tovim are especially brutal for people without nuclear families. In the Jewish community, it reminds them of just how alone, they are. So it becomes a kind of, a very, fine point. So, in any event, I want to conclude with the observation made by the Torah Tzmima. So we know that the Gemara Megillah Daf Hei says, Yamtif lo kibli olayo. The original formulation is Simcha mishtav yamtif. The concluding formulation is Me mishtav simcha, mishloach manos ish l're'ehu matanos avyonim. So the Torah Tzmima asks the question, why did matanos avyonim first appear in this context? He said, had they accepted upon themselves as yamtif, it would have been automatic that there would have been matanos avyonim, because built into every yantif, the mitzvah of simchas yantif is that you can't be noel daltos chatzero, and if you have to provide for the ger the yasem amana. So yantif lo kiblu alayo, they didn't accept it as a yantif, so the rabbis had to add in matanos avyonim. So that is like probably the greatest expression of kol d'tikun rabbanon kein d'oraisa tikun. The rabbis understood, okay, if we're not going to get a yantif out of it, we still have to understand that you cannot have like a society where there's simcha for some, but not for others. And, this is actually a very important halachic point, but just